True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Big question I have right off the bat. Why I'm missing high school play on Thanksgiving? Because when I grew up in suburban Philly, we always played on Thanksgiving.
No, we don't. I'm about an hour west, so we don't. We never had that tradition of playing on Thanksgiving, which is fine because this is the first time in a long, long time that we're not playing tonight. We're not playing in the playoffs in the state semifinals the day after Thanksgiving. So, I think Thanksgiving games are amazing. I wish we did, but thankfully we typically have a playoff game anyway.
Well, let's move on to the Detroit Lions. And is there a bit of shock that they are performing the way they are, or is this to be expected with the film that they've put out there the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I wouldn't say shock, John. You know, I really thought yesterday's game could go either way. And the reality is, you know, if you flip a couple of those fourth downs, or even, you know, if the game was officiated a little bit differently, you know, the game could have gone the other way. The real issue is that the Lions are in all these games that could go either way. And they're winning some of them. They're losing some of them. You know, they're clearly not the team they were last year, because I don't really remember them being in nearly as many close competitive games last year. It felt like a lot of those games they kind of rolled and put up huge points and blew teams out. That has not been the case. They're not as dominant on the offensive line as they were a year ago. That much is very obvious. And then I think in part because of that, but just also, you know, the nature of the sport, they're not as successful on fourth downs. And, you know, those are really obviously money downs. Those are the downs that make the difference in the outcome of games, and it pretty clearly did yesterday.
Is it factual to say the biggest problem with this team is the offensive line that you mentioned, and also the defensive line, which gets no pressure whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, that's it, right? I guess the offensive line, you know, we'll see if Frank coming back can help that. I don't think it could hurt, right? We know he's a really good player, and you know, they'll be able to move some guys around and probably get some guys in spots where they want them to be. I guess I would also say, though, you know, I mean, Micah Parsons had Taylor Decker in a spin cycle on some of those. You know, that's Taylor's going to be the left tackle regardless of where Frank is or whatever. So it's not like let's just put all the blame on the new guy. I know what that's like, and I don't think that's the case. And then defensively, I think that's been a surprise to me. I'm a little bit surprised that they have not been able to get more pressure on quarterbacks than they have. You know, I really thought with Aiden being back this year that, you know, they'd really get after people. And even like, I mean, you look at that last fourth down throw by Jordan Love, there was pressure there. I mean, McNeil was there. I'm trying to think if it was Aiden with him, but they were right in his face. That was a pretty amazing throw and catch by Love to Wicks.
Is it as easy to say that the Micah Parsons trade shifted the power in this division? Is can we just boil it down to that?
Well, I certainly don't think the Packers would be this team without him. I mean, it's crazy how quickly he gets off the ball and how fast he can beat people. You know, I know he had 2.5 sacks or whatever yesterday, but it's some of the other plays where he doesn't even get the sack that are as impressive. I mean, the play after he got the one sack against Taylor, he beat him even worse the very next play on an inside move, and Goff had to get the ball out super quick in the flat to, I think it was Gibbs, might have been Montgomery. So he's affecting it quite a bit. And I think when you've got teams, I still think they're probably the two best teams in the NFC North. We'll see how the Bears do in Philly today, but I still think, you know, if the Bears and the Lions played a best of seven, I still kind of think that the Lions are the better team. That doesn't really do anything for you, but I do think when you have a player like Parsons, that type of addition, I mean, you know, the longer I do this, there aren't really that many guys when you watch a game that seemingly make the difference in the outcome. You know, I mean, it's like the quarterbacks make a difference. You know, the star receiver, Micah Parsons, makes the difference in the outcome of games. And so does Aiden Hutchinson at times. But certainly Parsons being in Green Bay has had a major impact, because it's not just what he does. It's the impact he's had on Rashawn Gary and Enigbari and those other guys.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Lions will host the Dallas Cowboys next week. Is it fair to say, for a variety of reasons, whether, you know, Jerry actually did real well, Quinnen Williams, the Pickens thing has certainly worked out. The Cowboys, to me, right now, are playing like, I don't know, the second or third best team in the NFC. Is that accurate?
I would agree. I think the Cowboys are playing very, very well. They've been playing inspired football. You know, I said all offseason that I thought there was a chance that Brian Schottenheimer was a better head coach than he ever was a coordinator. You know, John and I had his father, Marty, in 2001. And I can't speak for John, but, you know, I had Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, Joe Gibbs, and I thought Marty was the best coach that I was ever around, just in terms of how he handled himself in front of the team, how he conducted himself, how the kind of players he wanted on the team, how he treated people. So I'm not surprised that Brian is having this type of success. And, I mean, if you look at the NFC standings right now, the Lions are eighth and the Cowboys are ninth. So they are both right there fighting and battling for one of those last one or two wild card spots. So I don't think it's too much to say that it feels like a make or break game. I'm going to be out there. I'm calling that game nationally for Westwood One. So I'll be in Detroit next Thursday night.
Good to see you. I see you.
I love it. Can't wait. Fired up for that one. That is a huge, huge swing game for both those teams.
I don't think Frank is going to be ready by Thursday night. In your opinion, having played on the interior of the offensive line, and I've got my thoughts on just playing offensive line in general, is it even legitimate to think that he'd be back by the Rams game?
Is that who they play the week after?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
Well, you know, I'm kind of cheating here because I've seen reports where they said that that's what they're targeting. So, and that they think it's unlikely that he would play Thursday night. I think that's the case, right? It's not a short week because it's Thursday to Thursday, but if you don't play him Thursday night against Dallas, you know, he gets 10 more days before that Rams game. So that would seem like long enough to ramp up. You know, I have so many questions. I mean, how much does he weigh? You know, I mean, when I knew I was done or when I thought I was retiring or whatever, I lost like 60 pounds. I mean, I went from 315 to 248 by Christmas. So I'm really curious to know how much Frank weighs, like how much he's been training. You know, he literally picked the very last day that he could possibly come out of retirement. So I'm thankful, or I'm glad for Lions fans that they're going to have him as part of this run down the stretch. You know, I guess from a human standpoint, you know, he retired for a reason, and he's got some real challenges there physically. So I'm a little bit nervous for him, but he's a grown man. He knows the pros and cons of the decision, and he made it.
Now, I think I read that you are in Lincoln, Nebraska for the big Nebraska-Iowa game. Is that who they play?
That is right. Just got my workout in, my final prep. I'm in a hotel here in Lincoln. Can't tell you which one, paparazzi and the whole thing.
I know. But, I mean, hey,
I love college football. I love big rivalries. These teams really don't like each other. And what I love about this game is, like, they're both 7-4. So if they win, whoever wins is going to be able to say that it was a good season. Whoever loses, it's going to be a massive disappointment. Like, it's kind of like the Lions Cowboys next Thursday night, except it's the last regular season game. It is a huge swing game for these two teams and fan bases.
Speaking of huge college games, you, like you said, you do a lot of college football. Tomorrow in Ann Arbor, we expect a lot of snow. Can Michigan do it again?
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, listen, John obviously played in that game, so he knows more about it than I do. I can just tell you there's something different about rivalry games. And I'll give an example. So, you know, probably the biggest Ivy League rivalry is Harvard and Yale.
Right.
And the last couple years, Harvard's been unbelievable, like top 10 in the country, an incredible team, yet they've lost to Yale in the last game, back-to-back years. And this year wasn't even competitive. I mean, I don't know, Harvard was a heavy favorite, and Yale just took them to the woodshed. There's something weird. You know, you've seen it in Army-Navy games. There's something weird about these rivalry games. I know it's a cliche to say throw out the record, but it's like it's almost like some of these teams put so much pressure on themselves, and then they get off to bad starts, and then they start getting in their head like, oh, my gosh, if we lost to them again, which is why I do think it's critical that for all those reasons that Michigan gets off to a good start again.
All right, Ross, appreciate it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rush.
Gee, we haven't heard that pretty much every game this year, right? Lack of pass rush. There were a few decent ones.
Early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mentioned it. Like, early on, it was Al-Qaeda Muhammad. I think he's got, what, 6.5 sacks on the season?
Yeah.
But all of those came in the first, what, 6 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. And since then, he's been non-existent. Tyrus Wheat, as you mentioned, a couple of plays on special teams. Like, there's just been no production opposite Hutch.
And that's on Brad Holmes. I mean, the Raiders were never trading Crosby. The Browns were never trading Garrett. It has nothing to do with that. And I don't think the Bengals were ever going to trade Hendrickson.
No.
However, I mean, you saw what Philadelphia did when they got Phillips from Miami and how he's helped. You saw yesterday and on opening day what Micah Parsons could do. Now, I have no idea if it was Green Bay who initiated it or Dallas was calling around. We have no idea if Parsons.
They're the ones that got it done.
They got it done. And I don't want to hear any excuses. That's the general manager's job. For the most part, Brad Holmes has drafted well. For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's had a few misses. They all have a few misses. The great Howie Roseman has missed. He took Rager instead of Justin Jefferson. Okay, people miss. But it's almost like he's really good at drafting for the most part. And the player procurement is not so great, which is like seems what every single GM in this town, with the exception of Trajan Lyman, because he hasn't been here long enough, is going through right now. Now, you sit there, all right, they got DJ Reed the year before they traded for Carlton Davis. Yeah, Lopez has been okay. They've had a few decent ones. But no, I mean, I hate to use the word splash, because when you say they need to make a splash, it means they have to make headlines in lieu of a quality player. No, forget the word splash. They have to figure out a way to get high, productive free agents in here.
Well, and you look a year ago, bringing in Kevin Zeitler. It's not a splash.
No.
There's no splash about that. But he provided something next to Frank and with Graham on the other side that was very good for this team.
Right.
And it's exactly what... If you're going to extend and give a contract to Jared Goff, the number one thing you have to do, and we always talk about Goff proofing the offense, right? Because other than Mahomes and Allen and a handful of other quarterbacks, like they just, all the other quarterbacks need more to be able to work with. He needs to have good talent around him in regards to Gibbs and Montgomery. Like, okay, they're good. But what do they need as well? They need an offensive line. Mm-hmm. He's got Amon-Ra St. Brown, J-Mo. They've given him Tisla. They've get, you know, Laporta, who is out. But like the weapons are all there. But to be able to utilize those weapons and to be able to utilize your quarterback, who I thought was actually, other than the first three passes, was pretty good yesterday.
That wasn't the problem yesterday.
No.
Jared Goff was not the problem.
But you have to protect him. He's not going to escape the pocket. I mean, okay, breaking news. Jared Goff is not mobile.
24-yard run yesterday, though, John.
I know,
that was
I
pretty
know.
Cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was.
Indeed. All right, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Will in Detroit. What's up, Will?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. TJ is crazy, man. You went right into what I had just told your screener.
I'm John.
And I said it's not going to be a popular take, but it's time to get rid of Goff.
Okay.
And the reason that I said it's time to get rid of Goff is because we don't have a general manager that is willing to do what it'll take for Goff to be successful. He brought up Frank. Yeah, Frank retired, but I told you, Screener, I said, yeah, but we could have paid the little extra money to keep Zeitler.
Hold on, Brian.
Zeitler wanted to go back home,
so I don't think that had anything to do with money.
Okay. Well, then you bring in somebody.
Yes.
My point is, we all know for Jared Goff to be effective, he has to have a clean pocket. The way that Brad wants to build things, it's going to take time. We don't have that time with Goff.
Okay.
If Brad Holmes does not change his philosophy, Goff is not going to do us any good because he has to have a clean pocket to be effective.
Okay,
so let me ask you this question. If you're going with the premise that you need to replace Goff,
mm-hmm.
what's easier to do? Upgrade your offensive line or find a new franchise quarterback?
I think it's easier to upgrade your offensive line. The problem is your general manager has shown that the way he wants to do it, by the time your draft picks get to where you need them to be, we're talking about another 2 or 3 years. Does Goff have that? No.
He might have another 2 years. Here's the other question, though, I have, Will.
Gotcha.
All right.
What's up?
Get rid of Goff. Who are you getting?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's the thing. You say you get rid of Goff. Who you get? Well, I would draft somebody, because here's the thing. That's exactly what's wrong with our offensive line now. We've waited until they got old. I watched them yesterday. Decker is often getting beat. So we had Frank retired. Now he's coming back. We waited until they get old.
I have no argument there. But drafting a quarterback.
Anybody from college, and give them the opportunity to sit behind Goff. So okay. When he does get Goff,
well, they
you have somebody to come behind him.
They did that. Unfortunately, the same general manager you're talking about screwed up, Hendon Hooker.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that you don't wait to the third or fourth round. You go get somebody that actually has. Hendon Hooker was a crap shot. Everybody knew that he was good because of his system. So you don't wait to the third or fourth round. You actually go get somebody that has actual potential to work in the NFL system.
The problem, Will, is most, I'd say, I don't know the percentages, most quarterbacks that are successful are first-round draft choices. And the Lions are not in a position. Yeah, the Lions are not in a position to draft a quarterback then, right?
No. No, even if they miss the playoffs, they're not going to be in position to draft, especially right. In this class.
Correct.
I don't know that there's one that – I don't even know that there's one that I think is a franchise quarterback coming out of the college ranks this year.
I know. It's almost time to look at mock drafts because we're not making the playoffs. Stop. But Mendoza
– We're not out. It doesn't look good. There's a lot of work to be done. And with Dallas coming to town, the way that we saw them play against the Chiefs yesterday
– Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't look good.
No.
And then you go out to L.A. Again, the best team playing right now in the NFL. So you're looking at the next 2 weeks going, again, it doesn't look good.
So if they win their last three, let's say we're right.
And get the 10 wins. I don't think 10 wins get you in.
10-7, it depends what if the Packers sweep the Bears, they might be able to get in.
All right, so some of it is dependent on what happens tonight as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Bears beat Philly, and they've got to play Baltimore, who's going to be... It didn't look great yesterday against Joe Burrow's return, but they are going to be doing everything they possibly can to make the postseason as well.
Let's go to Brian. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Coming from a diehard Detroit Lion fan for 60 years. John, I got one for you.
Yeah.
You ready for this one?
Sure.
How about bringing Gruden in as an offensive coordinator? And if I'm Frank, I'm sorry. I just say, guys, maybe next year. Their offensive line is so beat up. But I think if they brought Gruden in, and I don't know if the Fords would bring him in because of what happened where he was last time. I think he'd help.
I honestly don't hate it. And I know that, I mean, he was here at training camp. He talked about wanting to get back in the NFL. I think he will be back into coaching, whether it's in the NFL or in the college ranks. And maybe the path for him to get back to being a head coach is he has to start back as an offensive coordinator.
The problem is his beef with the NFL. I think he might be settled. Blackballed.
That was my thing, you know. But you know what? He couldn't do any worse, you know.
Well, I'll give you an example. Brian Flores. Brian Flores has a beef with the NFL.
Yep.
That's still going.
That's true. He's not a head coach. But you're right. That's a good one. I would not be opposed. And look, we're putting the cart before the horse. But yes, they are going to need an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
What do you think about Brian? What do you think about Brian Daboll as an OC? Just as an OC. He did pretty good with Buffalo. Now he had Josh Allen.
Right.
A different type of quarterback to Jared
Goff. And we know
Goff.
That he's obviously got a relationship with Dan. But the only thing I would say is I don't know this. He's one of the guys that I have never met. I hear he can be a little bit difficult to work with.
Okay. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. By the way, Ross Tucker will join us at 8:02. It's the Costin Jansen Show with me, Stoney, in for Jim on 97.1. 48539-9797. Trying to decipher what's wrong with this football team. What happened? And there are a lot of reasons, a lot of people to blame. I don't think there should be firings right now, or at least, you know, maybe on the assistant coach's side, whatever. I'm not sure. So, but people are pissed. And I think it's good that people are pissed, because being pissed at what you saw yesterday, excuse me, and what you've seen the last few weeks,
yeah,
means that our expectations may be high, but it also means it's unacceptable. And this cute little, oh, we're the Detroit Lions, we do this, we do that, it's all cute and furry and fuzzy and all that stuff. People are pissed, and that's good in a way, because it shows you that people, we always knew they cared, but when you are in a city of a team, an NFL team that is good for a while, and 3 years is a short period of time, you expect certain things, and if you don't get it, you're upset.
Well, what you've come to expect from this organization has been so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you take away the trip to the NFC Championship game, or you take away the number one seed last year, just watching this team over the last couple of years, you knew you had a good team, and you came to expect certain things from the offense, and you thought you were going to have a much better defense now that Hutch is back, Jack Campbell's in his second year, Brian, in a much more productive role this year, or impactful role, Brian Branch in the secondary. Like, you just felt like you were going to at least remain where you were last year. But we all saw some of the questions, and the questions going into the season were replacing both coordinators, and more importantly, it was, what are you doing with the interior of the offensive line, especially after the news that Frank was going to retire? And it felt like the smartest guy in the room. No, we're good, first of all, defensively, and they did start off the season okay with pass rush opposite Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
That's deteriorated. And then in terms of the offensive line, with, you know, two young guys that were unproven and a center that is old and not playing his best football, we all knew that you were going to have to protect Jared Goff. And they just have not given this team the tools or the path to be able to do that and be the offense that they were. Even if they had taken a step back, a little bit of a step back, we could have accepted it, say, in writing it off as coordinator and young offensive lineman trying to get better. This is more than just a step back.
But you know what? It'll all be fine, because Pascal will be back. Steve, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. Hey, I called. I had called 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to repeat the same, almost some of the same thing. I got 2 points. One, can we now say that Dan Campbell calling the plays should be over? I said it 2 weeks ago, and I can't remember if it was John or Rieger that said that. No, he's still better than what we are, all alternatives. And I just don't know that that's true at this point after watching yesterday. And the other point is a question, maybe more than a comment, is, do they not practice when there's 8 or 9 minutes left in the game and you're down two scores to move the ball quicker? They had 6 plays in a row where they ran the clock down to 2 seconds. One time, 1 second before they snap the ball, you're down 2 scores, and they're running the clock out for Green Bay.
I just don't understand that part. Steve, I said this earlier in the show. I thought it looked like a Steve Mariucci coach team. No urgency. It was like lollygaggers.
Yeah, it's, and yes, they do run drills like that.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, there are, they go through all of those scenarios, and it's, I think the biggest issue is, I don't necessarily know that, I have questions about the play calling in terms of running it between the tackles when you're not getting production from the interior three in regards to moving anybody up front. But I think the biggest thing is you have to understand and you have to come to the realization that you don't have the same offense. We all can see that. Can Dan Campbell see that? Because he's still calling things on third down like you're going to just simply go for it on fourth down and convert it. They're not converting on fourth down. So at some point, you're going to have to punt and play field position. You're going to have to approach those moments and those decisions differently, more so than I think the play calling.
And look, it's one thing if you're behind maybe one score or you're tied or you're ahead to take your time. But that drive, they got the ball with 9:02 left in the game, and Bates kicked the field goal with 3:02 left.
Right.
6 minutes for 3 points? Come on.
So you start that drive with 9 minutes, and I have no problem with them at that time huddling up. But at some point, the sense of urgency that has to kick in and say, well, at some point, we got to start conserving time so that we don't have to use all our timeouts just to get the ball back.
It's crazy. I'm looking at this like when they got the ball down to, well, moved it to their own 38 because it started the 20 with 6:58. Then the next snap was 6:23. So that's 35 seconds. Then the next snap was 5:39 and then 4:55 and then 4:10. I mean, come on.
Well, and let's be completely honest. If Green Bay decides that instead of going for it on fourth down that they're going to punt and you got no timeouts left, what do we know that this offense is going to have to do with a minute 40 left on the clock and no timeouts? They're going to have to throw the ball.
Right.
Do we think that they could protect?
No.
To be able to throw the ball downfield? No. So, that's part of the issue. If you don't conserve time, now you put yourself in position to have to throw the football for chunk yardage plays, knowing that if I'm Green Bay's defense, I don't line Micah Parsons up over Penei Sewell, the one guy up front that can block him.
No.
I pick from any of the other four and say, block Micah Parsons.
It was bad. It was bad coaching. It was bad performance. It was a lot of bad. And
it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. And of course, obviously, injuries piled up again with St. Brown. But every team is going through this stuff. Okay, the Lions are certainly not unique as far as injury goes. Look it up. Other teams get injured, too. Tony, you're on 97.1.
Oh, great, guys. I'm glad I get a chance to give you a comment here. Three bus tickets out of town. We got to get rid of Holmes, Campbell, and we got to get rid of Goff.
Okay.
Sean McVay threw a gift horse in the lap and when he gave the trade. He said, I'll give you all these picks for free. I'll even show you this guy can't win the Super Bowl. The other guy, he's coached one season too much. He's met his ceiling. He's not a smart guy. He's not Andy Reid. He's not Sean Payton. He's not a good NFL coach. Okay? We're not going to believe it. Neither of those three are going to get us to the Super Bowl. The other guy, he can't zig and zag when it comes time to trade. This show is over, boys, and it ain't going to get any better. They got the best roster they've ever had via Matt Stafford and Sean McVay on the beach in Cancun, Mexico. And they can't get it
done. And who built that roster?
Who built it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who gave him the keys to build it.
Okay, but who built it? Who picked?
One good year.
Who picked Jahmyr Gibbs? Who picked Brian Branch?
He had a bunch of first-round picks. He didn't have first-round. He didn't have three first-round picks this year or last year, did he?
And what did the Lions do with their first-round picks prior to Brad Holmes?
Tony.
I disagree with you 100%.
He built the team. Look at the guys that they got later in the draft. Brian Branch was not a first-round pick.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Keep going.
Tell me about this man who guy. He can't even get out of it.
Okay.
So he's not 100%.
You don't know what the F you're talking about. I don't think Brad Holmes is good at free agency or player procurement. Drafting, he's been pretty good. He's made some mistakes. You're acting like Howie Roseman and all these guys never make mistakes. They make mistakes. 97.1.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
$97.97. If you're just getting up, yes, it's me, Stoney, in for Jim on this holiday, Black Friday. John is here, of course. Paul Sarah behind the glass as Greg and Tom and Heather have the day off. Hope everybody had a really good Thanksgiving, despite the result of our favorite professional football team. Do want to read a few texts before we go back to the phones at 248-539-9797. The Lions have 5 weeks to show their playoff team. There isn't going to be no backing in the playoffs. This team 100% has to earn everything coming up. Yep. I will say this. If for some strange reason they're able to go like 4-1 or 5-0, which I don't think is going to happen, and go into the playoffs with momentum, who the hell knows?
Right.
But I just don't see it.
Got to get in.
I think they're too banged up and they're too bereft at talent to – amazing, important positions, the foundations, meaning the offensive line in particular, and the defensive line after that. The Lions have to keep Tom Kennedy active. Was a spark on special teams and is a heck of a blocker on the outside, just a complete glue guy. That's from Bo in Florida. Yeah, Tom Kennedy played well, but yeah. You know, you can't, your season can't be based on guys like Tom Kennedy.
No. No. going against Dallas. Obviously, you're worried more about their receivers than anything,
yeah,
and their defensive tackles. And I mean, are you even going to be able to get the ball out to Tom Kennedy, who's not going to be your number one target? It's correct. Going to be J-Mo. Number two will probably, I would think, Isaac Tesla will get more opportunity. Tom Kennedy is going to be your third option, as he was yesterday.
Yeah.
And are you actually going to be able to get through your progressions enough to be able to get him the ball? Because your tight end option is pretty much negated.
Right. And running up the middle against Quinnen Williams would not be very smart.
No, because I think
especially out of the shotgun.
Right. You're poking the bear.
Well, it's correct.
Yes, it is correct. And I mean it, I think most people believe it. Did they announce that the earliest Frank would be back would be LA?
No, they didn't announce it.
I think it would be hard to believe that he'd be back so right. quickly yeah. and active correct. Against Dallas.
If they had a Sunday game, maybe. But because
yeah, a couple extra days, yeah.
Yeah, that definitely hurts. Let's go to Sean. What's up, Sean?
Gentlemen, as much as I really like Dan Campbell as a person, I truly believe he's costing us games. And it's sad to say because I really like him, but what's the current fourth down streak? Are we 0-7 or 0-8 maybe after last night?
0-7.
You have to adjust. Our O-line has been a problem all year, and now it's depleted. There's no Amon-Ra St. Brown. There's no Laporta, right? So obviously we're going to run the ball. I mean, he has to make adjustments. If he would have kicked last night, I truly believe we had a chance to win that game. And when it's simple math. I mean, we are leaving field goals off the board, right? Those are minus points. And then we're handing them field position for them to score. It's just dumb. And I can't believe he can't figure out that an adjustment needs to be made there. It's an identity that needs to change. I know he wants this identity, but it's ridiculous.
Well, it's situational football is when you don't do it and or dictates whether you go for it or not. And yesterday was bad.
Yeah, Sean, I agree with you.
Should have kicked the field goal.
If you're at midfield and you're looking at 4th and 3 against a team that, you know, yeah, they've been able to move the ball, but that they're in scoring range if they get the ball at midfield. Yeah, I think you got to play field position and punt.
And John, you're starting Colton at center. You don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown or Laporta. What makes him think we're going to get every fourth down when we're that depleted on offense?
Well, you know what makes him think that way, and I'm not defending him, okay, is that on the second fourth down where they should have kicked the field, the pass to J-Mo, it was there, and it just was not a great throw, and it should have caught the ball anyway.
I think my O-line's a problem to start with, and now it's depleted, and I only have J-Mo to throw the ball to. The point of making the decision before J-Mo dropped the ball is ridiculous. It's just he has to adjust.
I agree.
He's not adjusting.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. I mean, the fact that they ran 4 straight plays up the middle, including the one on 4th down earlier in that game, made no freaking sense to me.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.